Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We do talk about how, man, it would be really cool to get back to those winning ways, have the fans back in the building, pack the house, and see what the city of Buffalo could bring to the hockey world, and as a team, what we could bring to the hockey world. There are talks about that, and we just got to come ready day one of camp, and that's where it all begins. It's not looking too far ahead. It's worrying about what you're doing in this exact moment or this exact day and going from there.
Alex Tuck on meeting with Lindy Ruff at yesterday's Sabres press conference. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Talking draft, talking Sabres with Lindy Ruff's hiring and introduction as well. It was a pretty cool press conference, not one that was like others because it felt familiar, right? You're getting introduced to someone that you know, and is immediately the mannerisms,
yeah,
the way he talks and laughs and addresses Paul Hamilton and Mike Harrington, like immediately.
Yep. I would have expected to hear Thomas Vanek's name four times or something.
That's right.
With another coach.
That's right. Made me think, bring Vanek back. I don't know what I want him to do. He can have him do shootouts and intermissions,
okay,
or something.
Careful, because now you're becoming guy that wants Jim Kelly to be the Bills' offensive coordinator.
I didn't say on the staff.
You want him around.
I just want him to hang around. I love Thomas Vanek. He was great.
Shootout coach would be fine.
I don't even need any coach. Just hang out in the arena and give people high fives. I want Vanek as official high fiver.
High fiver.
So I'm not the same as wanting Kelly to run the offense. I just want, where is Vanek? Shouldn't we hear from him more?
He does some podcasting once in a while, I think.
Well, anyway, a quick thought on Lindy, and interested to hear what you have to think about it as well. The whole thing Paul said, and we'll talk to Paul at 7, that after a while it felt like he never left. Like, it's just a Lindy press conference. And that's how I felt. How long did it go? I don't even have any idea. I didn't track the time because I got lost in it.
Yeah.
They could have gone for 3 hours. Lindy holding court in that room in a similar way to, I'm trying to think, like other times people just start to talk and everybody is so locked in. And it felt like he was controlling that room so much through the radio and just through me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm glued to it. Every word he has to say, he had a lot of really good insight. It wasn't your normal, you know, what do you want to do out there? Oh, we're going to play hard. We're going to play fast. There's got to be an element of physicality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that's there, but he's got specific stories about ways he has learned to reach different players and how he has changed. And I thought it was really interesting. He said when he went to Dallas, he felt like he needed to become a better coach.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't good enough. I got fired. I need to get better. And he evolved. And he felt like he got better as a coach. Imagine getting better at what you do at age 50.
Right.
That's admirable. So I thought that was good. And the whole thing made me feel like the difference between Lindy Ruff and Craig Berube as a coach, there's only one major difference in terms of their results and how we're supposed to feel about them right now, and that's this. Fans have an opinion of Ruff, and they would not really have one of Berube other than, oh, well, from what I hear, he's really good.
Right.
Lindy shows up day one, and this is the PR angle that the Sabres say is not important to them, but it matters to me because I'm a fan. Lindy shows up day one, and immediately I like the head coach.
Yeah.
And that would I feel that way about Gerard Gallant? I would like the idea.
Right.
I don't know if I'd like the coach.
But it would be like, okay, let's see what this is a little bit, whereas, I mean, there is still an element of that with Lindy, but you know who Lindy is.
Right.
You know how Lindy sounds. You know, like, it just feels comfortable, right? It feels comfortable. I thought it was very interesting that Terry Pegula and Lindy Ruff yesterday citing things from the past, right, and lots of nostalgia. And it almost felt like Kevin Adams was...
wishing that didn't happen.
Like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
With, like, guys, I'm trying to not have this be the thing, right? Like, not this to be that this is the hire because of nostalgia. Even when Paul asked him about his time being an assistant coach under Adams, like, he just didn't even really want to give credit to that, I think, about as a big reason why Lindy was here. I heard Mike Schoh point this out yesterday, and I think I noticed this on the drive past the arena, that the billboards and the stuff that they're using to promote Lindy, like on social media, Instagram, I noticed this, nothing says welcome back. Nothing says welcome back. The billboard out front in the arena says welcome Lindy.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really, it doesn't feel like they want it to be welcome back. They don't want you to maybe even know that he used to be their coach.
Which is impossible to not know.
Obviously.
But
obviously.
I heard that observation from Mike, too, and I thought that's a good observation. That it's not, not welcome back. Welcome.
Yeah.
And Lindy called himself the next Sabres head coach. You know, like,
he did. Yeah.
And there's
he tripped up for a split second when he did it.
And
so.
there's a Seinfeld joke to be made about laundry. Like, what's the same about coaching the Sabres as before? The owner, the uniforms are not, the players are not.
The black and red uniforms are. They
brought those back.
Yeah.
But the only things that are that are really the same are the GPS location of the arena, the team name, and the owner. And pretty much everything else is different.
Right. Yeah.
803-0550. On Lindy, if you want, on the Bills and the draft, which is tomorrow. Darren and Wilson. Hey, Darren, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good, Darren.
Good. I wanted to just get input from you guys real quick. What do you guys think about the Bills possibly maybe drafting a linebacker in this year's draft with Matt Milano coming off of injury, our other linebackers? I mean, they were solid last year, but I really don't think going forward that they're really the answer that we need at linebacker. I just wanted to get your guys' input on what the chances are of the Bills maybe drafting a linebacker in this year's draft.
I would say chances of depth linebacker are good because they have 10 picks.
Uh-huh.
But that there's no chance first, second round. They got a couple of fourths.
Day three,
it's possible.
And I don't even know, like, I don't even know if they need that, do they? They've got, the reason first and second round is, like, no chance off the table. That's one of their stronger positions, I think. Bernard and Milano lining up, and I know, like Darren points out the injury.
The injury is a big question here. Like, if they were to draft Milano, a linebacker, we would immediately say, it must be bad news on Milano.
Man, but anytime I read one of these injury guys on Milano, it's broken bone, not ligaments. You don't really have to worry that much. Like, guys come back from that. And guys don't really lose a step when that happens.
That said, it was a lot longer than your typical broken bone. It wasn't just a typical...
Yeah.
However it was broken, I'm not a doctor on this, of course. I don't really have the x-rays or could tell you what's in the x-rays.
Right,
but,
true.
But I think Darren's point about the injury to Milano might make you wonder. His age, can he come back from it? They're probably confident next year, linebacker is probably in the mix much more so.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Behind them, like, they drafted a linebacker in the third round last year.
Dorian Williams.
Yeah, and he played a little bit, and there was some good, there was some bad, too. They signed Morrow from Philadelphia. They started Baylen Specter in a playoff game, and I heard about how much they missed him against Kansas City, in part because AJ Klein had to play. So, I don't know. Could they do it? Part of it might be a little bit of, the 06 defenseman. Remember when the Sabres, the trade deadline the next year, brought in, like, a bunch of, like, average, like, depth, like, seventh defenseman at the deadline because of what had just happened to them in Carolina? They didn't want to change their blue line. What just happened to the Bills? Like, it is funny. How'd their season end? What position would you most indict them for their season ending? Receiver would be maybe top of my list, but
linebacker. Yeah, because, well,
they got picked apart and ran on at linebacker.
Well, what team wouldn't that happen to if you lose basically all of your starters?
Exactly, which is why I think they could add to the depth, because they just had it kind of screw them, I guess, that their linebackers had a bunch of injuries. Do they want to be six deep now instead of four? Like, they might overreact just because of how the year just ended.
The last 2 years, playoff losses have happened in part because they've had to go to street free agents to play roles. 2 years ago, it was receiver, and last year it was linebacker. Right. The difference is linebacker was brought about by a run of injuries, and receiver wasn't. They weren't totally hurt. They just felt like they needed somebody to play slot, I guess, or they needed more answers when they lost to Cincinnati and they're dressing, you know.
Right, they lost Jamison Crowder.
Yeah, and they're dressing John Brown and Cole Beasley down the stretch. Brown not that many times. Thanks, Darren, for the phone call. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Our draft party. Who's coming? Are you ready?
Cannot wait. I got a bunch of friends coming. They're excited.
I got a report on the number, and we got a good crowd coming.
Yes. Yes.
It's exciting.
Yeah. It's the type of number that we could have chance, I feel like. There will be chance. What about songs, though?
We're short on time to do songs, but sure.
We only have, 18 hours? 18 hours, geez. It's early. I can't do math before 7 o'clock.
We should do full-on smokescreen reports, like things that are coming out today. One, the Bills are trying to trade up. We already mentioned that from Walter Football.
Yep.
I saw yesterday Keon Coleman looks like he might sneak into the first round. With so many receivers, what this also means is we've got this big receiver board here. I've got 7 guys I would be thrilled with, 4 guys I'd be nervous about, 2 guys I feel like it's too expensive. You know, like you've got your own tiers of happiness you're expecting. I saw Ricky Pearsall yesterday. A comp for Ricky Pearsall, Emmanuel Sanders. All right, done, sold, done. I'm into it.
We gotta be a little safer with some of these comparisons.
I have the attention of a cat chasing a laser pointer. I am chasing receivers, and wherever the rumor goes, I'm following it. You tell me that Ricky Pearsall's Emmanuel Sanders, I'm in on that. You tell me that whatever, Xavier Leggett's A.J. Brown, okay, now I'm over there, following it over there, so I reserve the right to change what I think about receiver 1,000 times between now and the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Smokescreen season. It's delicious.
By the way, you asked earlier about Thomas Vanek and what he's doing now. Someone just tweeted, he is this is on their page too. He's a scout for the Sharks. His old buddy Mike Greer brought him in, I guess.
All right.
You want him as a scout?
No, I want him hanging out at the arena where I can high-five him. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I miss Vanek. I miss Vanek goals. Vanek was cool.
He was their best player the last time they were good, right?
Yeah.
Lindy yesterday, by the way. That was, I would love to be a fly on the wall with those conversations. Lindy did say yesterday when talking about, you know, how you got to coach guys differently, like that he was hard on Thomas Vanek and that they've actually had conversations over the years about like their how he coached him back in the day, because he was hard on Vanek, really hard on Vanek. And did you have a guy in mind when he was talking about Vanek that way? Because I had Cousins in my mind about that. Like, who is he going to... I saw a good take on Twitter about this. Like,
who's he going to ride?
Who's he going to... If he's going to ride anybody like
because
that.
Because like, he knows...
Because Skinner is so old at this point. Like, it feels like you're wasting your time if you're thinking, I'm going to turn Jeff Skinner into some, you know, all-around 200-foot player. Whereas, who's the guy he would ride if he needs to? Like, doesn't it feel like Cousins is the guy that would need that, if anybody?
Maybe. Paul's point on this, we'll talk to Paul at the top of the hour, is that he only would do that with somebody he knows can take it. And if Cousins right. can do that, can take that, this is where I tell you, I've been watching the show Billions. I'm 10 years behind all of you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm finally getting around to Billions.
I remember that. I watched that in college.
Okay. And it the reference to Vanek yesterday made me think of the show Billions. Why? Because Bobby Axelrod, blah, blah, blah. He has a person employed to basically be the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Tell me how each individual is best reached. What approaches to dealing with this person will get the most out of them? And I thought about that with the Sabres. Like, what works for Lindy Ruff with Dylan Cousins might be different than what works for Lindy Ruff and Rasmus Dahlin or Owen Power. It's part of coaching. You got to figure out, you got to know the differences between your players. And Ruff mm-hmm. talked about being tough but fair, and he knows he's got to be fair and that he can't quite be the way he was 15 years ago. So we'll see. We'll see. It's exciting. I think it's exciting. And he said win now.
He said win now.
803-0550.
By the way, Ryan Miller is also on the Sharks staff.
Get him
Did
in
you know
for,
that?
Get him in on the high five team.
Goalie scout and goaltending development. Are these promotions, though? The high five team over what their current occupation is?
I want every night, Jay tweets right. in, Vanek high fives are called high Vs. Boom.
High Vs.
We're already marketing this. The Sabres need a high five team of alumni walking around the arena. Ladies and gentlemen.
Could you imagine? You're walking into the arena, you're waiting in line to get your tickets, and just, oh, look, there's J.P. Dumont
oh,
with high-fiving
sweet.
People.
It's not
okay,
a terrible idea.
All right, I can be talked into this.
Fans, tonight's designated high-fiver will be...
Yuri Novotny.
Tony Ludman. Just walks around the arena high-fiving people. It's not a terrible idea. Legend of the game, right? We do that. All right. Jeremy and Joe... We're punchy. It's one day till the draft. It's going to be tomorrow. Sabres introduce Lindy Ruff. Lots and lots of NFL stuff to sift through, including the latest Bills rumor from Walter Football that they are prepping to trade up. Gauging all the prices. You call it due diligence, call it what you will. Get a break in, get a call in, get Paul Hamilton, top of the hour. Joe Marino with our final conversation with him pre-draft, coming up at 7:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.